Welcome to Whispers by the Water Cooler, a podcast for interns by interns. I hear these guys have the best alpha. Oh my god, did you hear about that new NFT pooling swap farm? Whispers by the Water Cooler is a show brought to you by TerraSpaces.org and all of the fine interns at Intern Capital. I see some interns now. Let's go over there and see what they're talking about. Come on. All right, I set my alarm for this. This better be good. The interns hit me up and they said, "Hey, we got so much alpha. It's been so long. We miss you." It's like, you guys see me every day. You're literally under the desks everywhere. So we're going to come and take a listen and a chat and see what all this alpha is about here. There's a water cooler. There's a water cooler right there. Same one we always stand by. And there's the same old interns always standing by it. Gray, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I've just been crashing here for the past couple months, and I was actually napping, and Kane came up to me and told me that he has a bunch of alpha, so I'm kind of just excited to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, Kane also told me that, so I too am excited to see what Kane has to say. Kane, what do you have to say?
Funny you guys say that, because I've been trying to learn Rust for the last month, so I've kind of been out of the loop, but Gray was actually telling me that he just wants to be the embodiment of Trevor UST, so...
Well, I've been reading through his tweets, and he's halfway there, I'll tell you what.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Machu there as well? He had some Rust learning as well, I thought.
Yeah, still in the process. It's a work in progress, but you know how coding goes. Makes everyone want
to,
you know.
It's quite demoralizing. The more you learn, the more you realize how much longer you have to go.
Yeah, I was working on it for a solid month, and I'm like, I got a firm grasp on this, and I opened up like the smart contracts, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I try to run it, and it just gives me errors, and I thought my firm grasp suddenly turned into a loose slip. And here's a note.
Exactly
do you guys see this note here on the water cooler? It says, "So long, and thanks for all the ramen, signed Amani. Peace out, bitches."
Yeah.
YOLO. That's interesting. I wonder if there's any alpha about that. Huh.
Amani became a big dog now.
I heard that. I like that guy too.
Yeah, I like Amani. I just hear they're sending big packages of ramen every month now for all the interns, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I think that now makes him the man that we're fighting against.
Is Amani the man?
I think he is now.
Oh, no.
You're the man, Amani.
Ready Player One stuff.
Congratulations, yo.
I hope he's listening into this.
He's still an intern.
This right now.
He has interns to listen to this for him now. Definitely shout out to that dude, though. He hooked us up with Kato, and that shit is super dope. I've been living off of USTs here at Intern Cap, and it makes it super handy. You know, you don't gotta like run money through your regular bank. You can just like order what you need. So I'm digging it. Let's see. I got a whole list here of alpha. Some of it fresh, some of it probably from the last time we attempted to all gather around this water cooler and whisper sweet nothings to each other.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Guys, we have to talk about what's happening in the market first. It would be rude of us not to.
If we just look at our first note, it says Luna hit 80.
Nice.
So now we look and Luna's at a cool 67.
So we know that everything's going crazy, but I just woke up this morning in a daze, got on crypto Twitter first thing, like always, and I saw Kaleo, which is someone I like, said, that everyone's going to have the opportunity to buy $10 Luna in 2022. What are your thoughts on that, Bliss?
Hell no.
Oh, thank Christ. I mean, that was the one thing on my Christmas list, and I didn't get anything for Christmas, so, you know, that would be special.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because, like, it would be so nice to just accumulate so much cheap Luna. I mean, it's already cheap, but you know what I mean. On the second thought, when I open CoinMarketCap, my soul would die every morning, so it's just... It's a mix right there.
Yeah, a $10 Luna, that would just be like demoralizing for the whole community.
Again.
We would have to Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but it didn't go from like 80.
Yeah, for real. What was the high last time? It was like 30 or 26?
I think it was 20 something.
Yeah, okay.
So 20 to 5, that's 20 pretty to bad. 5. But like it's but 80 to 10 or like 90 something to 10 would just
yeah.
Yeah, 10 is a very long way. That's like incredibly.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't think that that's going to happen.
Hey, who knows,
I think,
guys, when they get 50 cent Luna in 2022.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I wouldn't mind some 50 cent Luna, but
yeah, I wouldn't
I'd
mind
probably
either.
Get liquidated by then. So I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, the only problem is I'm going to have to figure out how to pay my loan.
$80 Luna, boys, adjust your TVLs accordingly. Oh, fuck. $67 Luna, boys, adjust your TVL accordingly.
I wonder when the bottom's going to be. I need to know.
Yeah.
I thought it was 69, but clearly I was wrong.
Just off the cuff guess. I'm saying like if the bottom, the lowest, I think it's going to be 50. The very, very, very.
And that's assuming BTC. It seems like we've recoupled ourselves onto BTC. Yeah. We decoupled for like a hot couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe. And now, I mean, you can only decouple so much when Bitcoin takes a big old shit ski like that. Like you have to expect the rest of the
really
market.
I was really hoping that Luna was just going to be a complete outlier in the market, which it could decouple again.
I mean, considering like it didn't drop down to like 40 or 50 yet.
Exactly.
And like,
yeah,
I mean, Bitcoin's almost there. Is it still dumping? Where are we at?
No. Yeah, well, these last 2 days, it's been staying at 41.
It's crazy how much Bitcoin dropped. Like,
that is crazy.
It was crazy that day opening like the portfolio and seeing that big old dip on literally everything. It was so good.
I haven't lived through a full bull market yet because I'm such a newbie. But I'm kind of excited a little bit if it does happen.
I'm pretty bullish because I don't even feel that bad right now just because how confident I am in Luna.
I don't feel anything.
Exactly. Yeah, I really don't feel anything because I'm confident in Luna. Like, if this is a bear market, then it's not even that bad when you're a lunatic because, one, this gives people the opportunity to buy in cheaper, so it's just going to increase mass adoption.
If this is a bear market, call me Yogi and point me to the fucking baskets.
Like, this is like, bear markets are like very important for mass adoption.
This is also first go around having Kujira in the mix, right?
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
And I think like
having a great time
reading crypto Twitter, definitely people are using it, and like people that I wouldn't expect to use it, you know, like the real like eccentric shit posters that you just assume like just hold Luna and don't really do anything else but hold Luna, like out there making posts about, oh yeah, I got my bot all primed up and ready to jack your Luna, boys.
Yeah,
I
saw Gavert.
No, I don't
posted
either.
About it. I saw Gavert UST post about it.
That's when I knew the bottom was in. It's when the artists start posting about the bots and the tech. Like, yo, all right. Adjust
the
TV.
I did not expect him to use Kujira.
For real.
I thought that was hilarious.
That's awesome. I love seeing that.
Beluga on Kujira? I like Beluga.
I haven't even used Beluga. I haven't looked at Beluga yet.
So it's out on Kujira right now?
Yeah, it's out. Yeah. I haven't used it yet either. So it basically just sends a certain amount to like several addresses at once, and you can like automate it, which
it's
I think
the airdrop?
Is going to be really cool. In
it's like an airdrop thing?
Like what'd you say?
It's like an airdrop thing? Or what is it?
I guess you could use it like that, but it's kind of like just a payment system, like a smart contract.
Okay.
So like if you're in a DAO and you wanted to pay 40 members of your DAO at once, like every month, you could set it up to do that for you.
That's dope. And it's one, it just does it under one transaction, or are you still paying like 40 transaction fees? It just automates it.
One transaction fee.
Hell yeah. That sounds super cool.
You actually save money on fees eventually. The only downside of it is like if you don't have enough people, like if you only have 12 people you're trying to do it, the fees are more than it would be if you did it individually, which kind of makes sense. But
there's like a break even point there where it like starts paying for itself as far. That's cool though.
But for the, like, more DAOs coming out on Terra and more, like, automatic payments needed, I feel like that's going to be really, really cool. Cool little thingy.
It's just another piece of the puzzle for, like, the overall vision and the goal, I guess, of being able to just live on this shit.
For sure.
Yeah,
for
I'm looking right here. It seems like you can send almost every token on the Luna ecosystem.
Yeah. I need to look more into Kujira. I'm bullish on them. I judge every protocol based on their profile picture before I use it, and I really like Kujira's.
Yeah.
So that means I can use it.
It's a good picture. What does that say? Hope and prosperity? It says no regrets. Hell yeah. I'm bullish on Psy.
Yes, me too.
That's what's
King
up.
King is literally a PSI, like...
I love PSI.
Colt.
Dude, y'all just forgot, like, PSI's gonna onboard the normies into... But we're all Dijin, so no one, like, sees the picture right now. No one's gonna, like... We're not gonna put our Luna in the vault unless you're, like, C5 and have, like, thousands of Luna to just...
Yeah, I played around with it a little bit because I had some B Luna just kind of sitting there getting UST rewards. And I was like, oh, shit, I wonder what this does. Didn't read nothing. Just I'm a clicker before I'm a reader. So I'll just like click on some shit. And that's probably the reason why I have like some money tied up in like some VKR loop pools and some other loop pools. Because I was like, hey, let's try each one of these and see what's what. And then that wasn't very wise. But... yeah, I do like Psy. I'm not really in the N Luna vault thing anymore.
Yeah, me either.
But I am in the regular farm, LP farm and shit. Stack 'em.
I put in some N Luna. I put in I think 10 because I had just some B Luna lying around, just like a fin over here, and I actually lost about 7 some impermanent loss.
Like, but it's okay.
I'm still bullish. I have
you lost 7 B Luna?
Yeah.
Out of the 10?
Yeah.
Shit.
I had 3 left in the pool but I have like 5K Psy along with it.
Oh well, that makes up for it.
Yeah.
So
initially, you were like, "Yeah, I put a bunch in. I lost
70% of my Luna.
I have like 3 left. I mean, not a big deal."
See, here's my understanding. So when Psy will shoot back up, which they will because of all the products they're about to come out with, my Luna should.
That's true.
Theoretically, go back up.
Yeah, that's not hopium at all.
It bounces back.
That's totally true.
That's why if I believe in a token and I'm farming with it, I low-key hope it drops because I know it's inevitably going to go back up. And once it goes back up, I'll just get all my tokens back and I can just withdraw at that time. So like I started at PSI in the 5-cent range. It's going down to 4. I'm fine with that.
It's been more stable than mine for sure than Pylon mine. Yeah.
Except for that 10-cent drop to 5, which happened in like the last month.
Yeah. Pylon just sitting at 0.067. She was stable for a while there too. Not as stable as Psy was at a nickel, but I thought 8 cents was the floor, and then once again I was proven wrong. So
with Pylon or with mine.
Yeah.
Man, Finn, you got to stop calling these floors. They're just gonna keep shooting below.
I know.
I just remember Finn keeps talking about his endeavor with Apollo and mine.
Yeah, no, that worked out well. Just unlocking those tokens 2 every day for the rest of my fucking life. If they stay above $1, you know, I got some of that money back at least. Good lord. You know what's killing it right now, though? I'm all about that Meow token. Call me silly, call me crazy, but if you go to their site and do that double LP hotness... That's where it's at.
I have yet to look into Meow at all, but all I know is how many times I've almost bought it just like to see a tweet about it.
If I had a Meow token for every time he's almost bought it, I'd have a shitload of tokens.
Yeah, I'd be pretty rich right now, honestly.
Nah, this Luna Hodl thing, though, shout out to Fildor, the great onboarder. He showed me this the other day. He's like, hey, don't think. This is fully financial advice, 100%. Get in that Luna Hodl.
Wait, you're going to have to give me some alpha. What is a little
Luna Hodl? All right, so if you go to Meow Trader, right Meow, and then hit the LP Tower, right Meow, and then you'll see a thing called the LP Combination List. Now, it says Luna Hodl. This allows you to take your Luna and B Luna, make LP out of that, and then it allows you to take Luna and UST and make LP out of that, and then you provide both of those LPs as one Meowga LP.
Meowga LP.
I've never heard of something like
that. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
All right, well, either I'm getting fleeced by Fildo or this is some legit shit that y'all need to get on and check
alpha
out.
Alpha.
The thing you have to remember when you go to provide on the LB combination list, and don't be a dummy like I was the first time I did this, when that pulls up, you'll get a DEX default, and it defaults to Astroport. If you use Astroport to make this LP, it won't work. You have to click the default over to TerraSwap and then make your LPs. And then when you go back to the main page, your two LPs that you just created using Luna B Luna and then Luna and UST will show up in the Luna Hodl box. And then you can provide both of those LPs to make a Meowga LP, which then just stacks Meow, right? Meow.
Stacking Meow right now.
I'm bullish on it. I got to burn one Meow to write something on the Say Meow board, which I thought was fun.
How much is a single Meow?
One Meow. One Meow right now is 11 cents. She's up 22% in the last 24 hours. Not to be outdone by Looney, which was up 186% in the last 24 hours. Currently now only up, where'd Looney go? 46% in the last 24 hours.
Can I say something depressing about Looney?
Oh, please.
Don't talk to me about Looney.
I sent Kang, my fellow intern here, a picture of me with 10 Luna ready to swap it for Looney. And Kang was like, no, dude, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to lose.
Did I even say that? Or did I just send some crying?
Like this week or like a while ago?
It was literally like a day or two ago.
Like before it started pumping, you poor, poor intern.
I follow Peter on Twitter, and he posted Looney like 2 days after it had launched, and I was like,
"Damn!"
And, you know, I was like, "You know, I'm aping," so I aped in with a whole $88 on Looney.
Shit, yeah, you're rich right now.
I know. No, see, I got about 2 million Looney, right? And
held
it for about 3 weeks, and I was like, "This isn't going anywhere."
Oh no.
And I sold it all.
Oh, no.
And then a week later, it moons. I was like,
I actually see on the chart right here where he sold it all, because it looks like it was about to just rug, and then it, like, kept itself alive, and then it dipped, and then it just, boom, up to, like, almost a penny. Let's go, boys.
Wait, you got 2 mil Looney?
Off of $88.
From $80, you would have a quick $5,000.
Damn, dog.
I'm never going to forgive myself.
Well, on the bright side, what did you purchase with that Looney money that you sold?
Yeah, what'd you profit? Did you already say? Can you
check out? Well, so I, after I invested the 80, I think it went up to 600, and then it dipped back down, and I didn't sell, and then it dipped back down to like 300, and so I sold $88 worth to get my original investment back, and then I held that for another week, and I was like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere, and I sold the rest of it for $140. So I made about $140 profit.
But think of the lesson that you learned, which is priceless, you know?
Yeah. My lesson is never sell shitcoins.
My first lesson, never buy shitcoins. But my second lesson is never sell them.
I'm going to get that tatted.
If you end up making the first mistake, don't make the second mistake.
Maybe we can get Kujira's design guys to like put that in a symbol for us.
I need a poster of that on my wall.
Right. Yeah. Does that say peace and serenity? No, it says never buy shit coins, but if you do, never sell them.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's actually quite profound, the more that I think about it.
For real, though. But yeah, I hear they're getting put up on Loop or something, or they're launching on, was it Loop or Luart? I don't remember. I should remember, because one of those is a sponsor of one of the other shows.
I think it's Luart.
Yeah. I think that's because Hooligan was all pumped on it like yesterday or the day before. And he's like, hey, who's shitcoining with me? I was like, God damn it. And if I would have got in when he first said it, I would have been doing a lot better than I am now. But I'm not doing too bad now, but not as good as I could have been doing. But they're once they launch with their NFTs, they should probably give the old T-Flokester a little run for the money, huh?
Similar. I think the difference between Looney and T-Floki is Looney's kind of just like, I don't even know what they're doing. I should do my research, but I know T-Floki's doing some stuff. I mean, their liquid liquidity pool just launched.
That sounds kind of interesting. I read a little bit about it. You should explain it though.
Yeah. So instead of just having like a regular liquidity pool where they just hold on to the both tokens, like T-Floki and UST, what they're doing is they're taking the UST part of the liquidity pool and they're throwing like most of that into Anchor Earn.
Oh, interesting. Then, just like our idea. Interesting.
Yeah.
Who's the spy? Who's the spy?
Wait.
Interesting.
Wait, so they're, is this on their own website?
This is on their own decks. Are they? No. They have their own decks and everything.
So it's the same concept as the PSI liquid liquidity pool.
Yeah. So, and then with their earnings from Anchor Earn, they're going to be paying out their players on their game when that launches.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it was cool when I thought of it for how to keep intern cap alive. But that's fine. T-Floki, you use it too. You know, this shit's open source. I'm an open source guy. I just leave notes on water coolers for everybody.
This is why we're interns and we're poor. That's right.
Because fucking Nero just lets Discord be public and then everybody comes in, sees what we're doing, and then goes back to their projects and fucking does it. So yeah, you're welcome. Hell yeah.
Hey guys, I figured out the best strategy for crypto ever. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
No, not getting gems. That's second best. So I have a DoorDash addiction, and I've made a pact with myself that every time I DoorDash, I buy Bitcoin, and I just want to let y'all know it's going to get me filthy rich from which I DoorDash.
Especially right now, you're buying that cheap Bitcoin. That's good.
Oh, my life. Yeah.
You better start pumping that price up.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I DoorDash like an ungodly amount, guys. I work from home, so it's like every single meal.
I feel that. I feel that.
Bottom is in. Confirmed.
Did you subscribe to the thing that makes it cheaper, or does it rub it in your face every time you open it? Like, hey, you could have saved $832 by now, you fat pig.
No,
thanks, DoorDash.
The thing that makes it cheaper.
Yeah. I had that and I was like, nah, my girl will be back like in a week. I don't need to subscribe. And then like 4 weeks later, she still ain't back and DoorDash is reminding me how much I spent. I'm like, God damn it.
DoorDash was killer with prices. I could easily save so much money if I just got up and like drove there.
Oh, for real. But the taste of a $50 cheeseburger. I mean, come on.
It's just ridiculous. I feel so rich when I pay like three times the amount for a burger.
Yeah. And then a $10 tip just to make sure they don't eat my food or like do anything gross to it on the way here.
It's a lovely system.
Yeah.
When DoorDash implement UST, that's the real alpha.
When DoorDash implement KuCoin Infinity Bot and just like pay itself off the ARBs.
There we go.
Oh my God.
That's the money.
All right.
So who's
did y'all hear that?
Tell us.
Nexus was working with Olympus DAO to create their treasury.
I heard some about that on their Twitter space.
Is that why it tanked?
With C5.
This is a good thing, I think. I mean, Olympus DAO is like infamous, infamous is a bad word. Famous for their
Ohm fork?
Treasury and their
protocol and liquidity.
What is it called? No. Yeah, their protocol and liquidity and the bonds. Their bonds, because that's what I was looking for. Because Nexus is going to be selling bonds soon.
James, bonds? So, what is this?
Is that how they're going to be getting their...
that's how they...
Their PLO, or are they just going to buy back treasury? PSI? Okay, that makes sense.
I think they're going to use part of their treasury to do buybacks. So, PSI, Moon confirmed, ape in right now while you can.
There you go. You got to pump it up. Y'all pump it up. Pump my shit coin bags up. Y'all pump it up.
Yeah, I think PSI is a shit coin. But I really like the idea of protocol and liquidity, and it's like, I think PSI is definitely the first one doing it on Terra. See, yeah. I don't know why. I think Anchor talked about possibly implementing it, and I think it'd be a, really good way to help their sustainability out, like providing those Anchor rewards to borrowers, because obviously we all know that's going to run out eventually. But if they have a treasury that's constantly getting built by fees, I think that could help.
Especially if it goes cross chain, right? Because then you're totally upping how much is coming in and
racking up fees. Yeah. But they've thought about that. I mean, these people are huge brains, and there's probably a reason that it's harder than I think it is. But hopefully something comes
Maybe that's the problem, though. Maybe Anchor is like the super hot chick that like you want to go ask out, but like you know you have no chance. But like if you would have asked her out, you would have had a chance because she's so hot and nobody ever asks her out. So maybe that's like the sitch with Anchor is like maybe they don't know that stuff and they need you, just a lowly intern, to crawl out from under a desk and like tell them that shit.
I'm just too intimidated by how big they are.
You're just too hot.
That is true, King.
This ramen is just too hot.
So Kang's leaving us for Anchor? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so.
Anchor just called, Kang, you're going to the big leagues.
Everybody just at Anchor.
They asked,
all of our interns are getting recruited, guys. We need to do something.
They asked for Amani first, and I was like, sorry, guys. He left a note. He's out of here already. They're like, all right, well, who's left? And you were literally the last one here, so. Congratulations! Yay! tell me about the KuCoin Infinity bot, since it's on the list. I know that's probably old news and I don't even know if people are still using them, but there was a slick little way to make some change doing that.
Yeah. The only reason I set mine up is cause I was scrolling through, the Terra Spaces Spotify. Shout out to Terra Spaces.
Shout out.
And I saw Steffi, CeFi, I don't know how you say that.
It's pronounced CeFi, but go ahead.
CeFi, yeah. I saw his Twitter space about the Infinity Bot, and I was like, what is this? And so I clicked on it, and he was talking about it. Yeah, money-making opportunities, it's incredibly lucrative. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I just hopped on over to KuCoin, took out some UST from my Anchor Borrow, and I threw in I think $1,000 on there. And I was like, I'm just going to let it sit there. And it worked out great. So like for the most part, I mean, I'm minus $100 in profit, but you know, that's short term.
I mean, who isn't these days? Am I right? Or am I right?
Yeah. everything, it worked out good. So if you want like just pure, like stablecoin profit opportunities, I would say do the Infinity Bot, because all it's doing is just selling your well, I did for Luna, so it's selling Luna in increments and it's cashing out the profit in USDT. And I believe once you turn off the bot, you can claim those profits in either Luna or USDT, however you want.
I have a question. So like, does it have like parameters that you insert to like percent increments that you buy in and how much you buy?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not already set up.
Yeah, no. So you can put in the increments it sells at and buys at. So I did 1%. And so I entered at about $80. And so that'd be about every 80 cents it goes up or goes down, it will buy or sell. And you also enter the bottom limit. So when the bot will turn off, and I think I have that set at $50.
So, like, let's say, so it's you start at $80?
Yeah.
So if it goes up to $8 or $80.80, then it'll sell some, right?
Yeah, it'll sell, that's a good question. You have to ask Steffi. I just aped in because he told me to.
Okay.
I probably should have done more research, but you know.
No, I ape in and then I do research.
Hey, the research has already been done.
They can vouch for.
You just have to go find it.
Yeah, I mean, Seppi basically does my research, and I just ape in after he tells me to.
You just have to find which of the 10 minutes out of those 18 hours of his audio, like, it's in, and then you're good to go.
He's crazy.
He just tweeted and said, or he tweeted this 21 hours ago, that Luna's hitting 10K.
Yeah, he did. He said in this decade, and honestly, I think that's a bit conservative.
Conservative?
I mean,
I think next 5 years for sure.
I think the fact that it's still being measured in USDs is telling. Luna is one Luna. I mean, come on.
I mean, asking you guys, what do you think the price is looking like in like 5 years?
Five years? That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a really hard one, to be honest. Yeah, I know above a K in my eyes, but I don't know how much.
I'm thinking at least 5K.
I want it to be so easy to spend UST and Luna that like I never have to like liquidate it and put it on a card. I just want to put it on my crypto cards.
That's the way.
I mean, I use a crypto.com card right now.
Me too.
Well,
and
look
it's
at you.
Pretty, that's fucking easy.
Yeah, I use ETH on crypto.com for my groceries once a week.
They just make an on-chain like Alice in Cash. I haven't heard for them. They just like say something every couple months.
Yeah. I was about to say Alice, where are you?
Something and said like Q1 is people are getting some, like maybe it's the beta testers or what, but I think someone's getting a card soon.
And is it like, it's probably not in the US because they...
No, I think I think it is
the U.S.
Yeah, I think it is the U.S.
Okay, cool.
But then there's a different Twitter. I'm not sure their name that says first. It's going to be the first card for the U.S. in the ecosystem.
They have a different Twitter?
No, there's like a whole different like company that's saying they're going to be the first in the U.S. So I don't know who's going to win. All I know is if someone hands me a card, I'm going to take it.
I have it written down here actually on the Alpha doc. It's Outlet Finance that are launching their debit cards.
But
it's only in supported states. So I download the app and I live in Texas.
Outlet Finance. I was looking into that.
Sorry, like New York.
Yeah, they don't have any. They don't have any support for Texas right now, which sucks.
So Texans.
What's the CryptoComm card uses? What, just USDC or what?
You just basically sell your crypto to them, and it uses US dollars, but like it just makes it really easy to sell your crypto to them.
You can use ETH too. I use ETH.
You don't keep your ETH. You just sell your ETH to them, and they give you whatever it's
and
worth.
It puts a balance on
CRO rewards. And I'm bullish on CRO publicly. I like CRO.
What's CRO?
It's crypto.com coin. I just like, they have a fucking ginormous marketing budget. Like, it's ridiculous. Anytime I watch sports, I'm seeing crypto.com.
They're doing commercials?
Yeah, like commercials, stadiums. Really cool, it's literally ridiculous how much you see them.
Huh.
I mean, Matt Damon was in one of their little
commercials. Yeah, they got Brady. They got Matt Damon, yeah.
I think they did get Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady's on, what's it called? Shit, I'm blanking out.
It's on another crypto.
It's on FTX. Tom Brady's on FTX.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
He pulls out his Bitcoin wallet or something.
I don't know.
Takes a knee and just like kisses the two fingers, peace like sign to the sky.
I like crypto.com cards. If you get CRO, you can like upgrade your card and get like free Spotify and Netflix and
shit.
And apparently staking CRO is pretty nice, I think.
You can stake it for Luna now.
Huh.
Shit. That's awesome. Like, that was like, they had an ad that I've seen a lot of people retweet.
Oh, yeah. Coinbase, if you're listening to this, if any Coinbase execs are listening, my card said it shipped about 4 months ago, and I still haven't got it.
Oof.
So, y'all need to get that shit figured out fast. Just letting y'all know.
Yeah, and stop poaching our interns.
Yeah, Coinbase.
They took the last one that made really decent coffee around here. Now I'm drinking this swill. And if you're gonna poach the intern, like, at least leave one. Like, it's like the little penny thing at the store, you know, take a penny, leave a penny. If you're gonna take an intern, you should at least have the courtesy to leave an intern.
For real.
Astroport phase 1 and 2 complete, locked up. I don't think we've mentioned how much they locked in total since the last episode. I know it's been a while, but that was kind of a milestone, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but there was...
happened.
Yeah.
Wasn't too happy with the release, though. I mean, Which is understandable because they did, it did say, and I don't know if it was the white paper, but on some document, it did say that their governance token wasn't going to be ready for at least 60 days, but it was like in very fine print.
Yeah, I think they made it really small.
I feel like the Ash Report team should have been much more transparent with that. Like, hey, like, we're pretty much just going to be TerraSwap. Like, we're not going to have a coin. Dead. We're literally going to be in TerraSwap for like 60 days.
Dude, I kind of feel bad for founders because I feel like any project that gets released, like there's someone.
No, that's true.
I mean, I understand it, but it is like any project that comes out, like someone's getting let down from expectations.
I don't think they deserve to get completely shit on for it. I think they should have made it more transparent, but I'm still I'm really bullish on Astroport. Like it's gonna be the Dex of Terra.
It's good. We definitely need multiple. You know,
and the three pools that it has, like the I mean, Orion, I think is not going to be able to run without it. I'm not sure, but they're going to use the US or the stablecoin LP pools that they're going to have. Like they need that.
Have y'all been in the Orion Telegram server at all lately?
I have not.
I'll tell you, I just
know what Orion does. I'm really not keeping up with them.
They get the award for server that needs the most hopium because it's pretty depressing in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of people
just like real disappointed in the price action, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I kind of am too. I bought a bag and it ain't done
50 cents right now or even less.
See, not everyone got to learn the lesson from mine. You know, sometimes
there's always a correction.
There's always a mine in there.
I feel like every coin I've bought outside of Luna recently, I literally just forget about it. Like, I got a whole portfolio and I don't even think about it.
That's the way to do it, though.
Yeah.
The more you sit and stare at that shit, the more you want to, like, start clicking buttons and shit. And once you start clicking buttons and moving shit around, like, you start taking L's immediately.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing, though, because, like, whenever I see something I want to buy, I'll go look at everything I have and remember, and then I'll see that it's all, like, not as good as when I bought it, and I'm like, probably keep updated.
You need a bag of Apollo, though, Gray.
I got a very, very, very ant-sized bag of Apollo, but I am going to expand on that soon.
In the next 6 to 8 months, as it unlocks.
In the next 4 years, I got you on some Apollo.
Apollo and Halo.
Isn't
Apollo building a treasury, too?
Yeah.
I keep, like, I'm like, I really love Protocol and Liquidity. Like, I wish more people would do it, and I just completely forgot that's exactly what Apollo's doing.
I got
some FOMO the other day, and I was like, I need some more Apollo, but it hasn't really been hit too hard by this bear market, so I'm like, well, I mean, it was kind of already decreasing before the bear market, but it's been gone, it's down like 15% total, I think, from like when the actual, if we're even in a bear market, but this mini crash.
But that's literally all of them, regardless of how fancy and techy they think their launch is and how preventative to dumping it they think it is. Like, they always dump.
They always do.
Like, when you're paying people in the token, it's going to dump. When you're giving people rewards in the token, it's going to dump.
Yeah.
I'm all about, I think we should normalize rewards in UST and get away from, and I'm sure that like just isn't how a lot of these contracts work, but if that would be the case, that would help Luna because you're burning.
Yeah.
And then it would help the governance token of these platforms because you're not making people dump them to get money.
We need to stop doing fat freaking Genesis airdrops because then like you never know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to buy into new shit that has one because I just don't know when someone's going to dump. And like I said, I'm one of those people that don't keep updated with what I buy if I believe in it. But then I see these whales and they can just dump these fat airdrops whenever.
Yep. For the last like...
Which, I mean, I don't blame the whales.
You can't
the last
blame the
five
whales.
Months, Doe has been like, we don't need airdrops anymore. Like, stop airdrops. They're just ruining...
And like if you are going to do an airdrop, protocol. Like Comdex did a pretty popular airdrop, and they have an investing period on it, I think. So
yeah,
like,
don't do a Genesis. Yeah, do a vesting.
Or like TNS.
Nice. You know you got it, you appreciate it, and you just wait.
TNS had a super popular airdrop and then promptly had to shut their Telegram server down because of all the people shit-talking.
Yeah.
What was that airdrop?
It was
pretty nice.
It was good. Nice. And I appreciate the way they did it by saying your wallet had to have 15 transactions. And I totally get why people were pissed. But you know what? Fuck them. Fuck the squatters.
Wait. I wasn't aware of that. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, if 15 transactions.
Yeah, so when you buy the domain and shit, if you just were basically like being a squatter and you just like made a bunch of wallets and they're just holding the domains, you didn't get airdrop for that, as you shouldn't have, because you're literally
they're just wallets just to get the, like,
yeah, so they said it and it sounded like they discussed it. I keep reaching out to them being like, hey, you know, like, we're down with what you did, come on the show and like let's talk about it, because y'all are getting some serious hate right now, but fuck them, you know, they don't know.
I mean, ENS came out right before that and gave a fat airdrop, and like we saw kind of how that went out. It's perfectly reasonable for TNS to fix the problem that ENS had.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Learning from its father.
And especially you, it's a governance token. Like, its purpose is so that you have a voice in the direction that protocol goes. So if everybody just dumps it, then like, okay, so who's piloting this thing, you know, like who's making the decisions then?
And we don't even give it to like whales that just, like you said, made a bunch of different wallets, bought domains. We don't want to like concentrate the governance.
When UST and Luna go mainstream, think about how like important TNS is going to be in that.
No, it is. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not, ENS I'm both bullish on. I will never sell.
Yeah, but they dropped it and they came out right in the middle of like this crazy airdrop season where you have like these internet panhandlers going from token to token, getting airdrops, thinking like that's going to feed the village or like let them retire. I don't know who started that. It couldn't have been ENS, because I feel like it was happening long before that.
Yeah, for sure.
We saw it a lot in BSC with like CMC doing their airdrops. Never make that mistake of doing a CMC airdrop, because you will get swarmed with about 30,000 people all just hungry and rabid, and they just want their airdrop, and then they're moving to the next one, and they will...
I feel like a lot of people that make airdrops like that and their tokenomics, it's almost like if a new project comes, especially in Terra as more projects are getting announced, if you say like, oh, first 1,000 followers are getting an airdrop, then like you just gain a quick scale of marketing very fast. But I feel like the steady growth is just the way to go.
Well, yeah, there's no substance in that.
Good plans. Like regardless of what you do, if it takes you a year, if it takes you 2 years, 3 years to get a project going, if you have good plans and they're well thought out, you're going to make it. Like, your project's going to do all right. You don't have to rush anything. Everyone just wants to be, like, the crazy one right now that most talked about. But, like, just get that steady growth, man. Get your 200 followers a week from having good content and good plan. And we're going to be all Gucci. We're going to make it.
Yeah, that's the way, definitely. Like, trying to pump up your numbers with these airdrops and stuff, like it gives your servers way less substance than, like, I would much rather chill in a server with like 30 people that are all like down for the cause and there for a reason, rather than like 500 people that are just there to get an airdrop and dump it on you, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
They just like give nothing back. They're all just take, and that's I don't like that vibe. Like, be a part of it or just get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's one thing
out,
I really, I'm sorry to show my own thing, but that's one thing I like about Minerva, because when you hop in that Discord, there's like no one talking about like problems. Like, people just want to see the thing do good, the project grow. It seems kind of wholesome, like a TV show.
This is why I like Minerva, because when I hop in their Discord, there's nobody in there and I can finally get some fucking rest.
That is true. It's a more restful one. If I hop in intern cap, I'm trying to read 80 channels at once, which I like though. I'm ADHD as hell, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, they're killing it. I've been watching what they're doing, and like, they're building it out properly. You know, they're not rushing it. They're building pods full of people that are interested in what they're doing, and they're like taking polls and they're educating the users, because none of us know any shit about wine unless it came out of a box. So like, and they're taking the time to do that, which I appreciate. Like, that's super important if you're going to be long in this game.
Minerva's doing the DAO game right.
I'm super pumped up. I wanna hop in a podcast and just, I could talk about that for probably 6 hours. Mr. Machu actually just joined the Minerva pod, so congrats to him.
Yes, sir. I'm officially a member of the strategy and finance pod. So
awesome.
So you're what, head of losing money over there or what?
Yep, that's it.
Machu handles all the loss.
CFO.
Wait. Waiting for the torch launch so I can dump it all.
No, sir. Please.
Yeah, pay me in your token. I don't give a fuck. I'm dumping them all.
Are you getting an allocation in Torch for being in that pod?
Yeah, he is. We are doing, it does look, I'm actually in charge of the payments. I think I am going to implement some kind of vesting through the month. So like at the end of the month or the beginning of every month, not every member dumps. So
I'd like to see you implement something that vests everyone's bag into the Terra Spaces bag. And then once it's done being vested, they can have their bags back.
Ooh.
Yeah, just saying. We're only taking seven sponsors total. Shameless. UST's on Binance? When did that happen? Is it real UST or is it wrapped?
It's real UST. I think it's real. It's I believe it launched Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, one of them.
Yeah, that's huge. Sadly for us, we're all Americans, so it doesn't really mean anything.
Oh, that's not Binance.us. That's just OG Binance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Binance kicks me off and my AVAX is locked in there because I lost access to my email and I'm very sad about it.
I feel you. They gave me a stern warning. I was like, I know, I left my keys. I'm sorry. I'm leaving. I'm sorry. Don't hit me again. That's cool though. That's just, I mean, like we said, the more places UST gets on, the better it is for everybody. Like, I don't care what chain it is. If Bitcoin wants to use UST as its stable, like, let's go.
We should do Midas's idea. Hopefully I said that right. About going through your city and posting QR codes that link you to a Terra informational page and the link to Terra Station. I don't know why I just thought of that, but we all need to go and do that around our city. That seems like fun.
That is a good idea.
Love it, small enough.
I always wonder though, like, do people actually use those? Because I always get nervous that someone like put a sticker over the top of the QR code that will just like wipe your phone or something stupid like that. Like that's where
New York. Wait, sorry. Nah.
I just don't trust that shit. But like normies don't know that, right? Like they'll scan whatever.
Shouldn't trust this considering like I'm in crypto so heavily, but I went to New York and I saw
I was scanning all the QR codes I saw.
Yeah, I was. Every time I saw a Bitcoin symbol in a QR code, I would scan it and fellow intern Max C was like telling me like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I was scanning like I was a little kid at a playground.
That's so good.
It's actually going to take you to their new SoundCloud single.
Oh shit. I mean, I live in Austin. Around Austin, there's this company called, not company, it's like this Instagram page called Crypto is Real. I don't know if this is every city or just Austin, but we have like a lot of crypto billboards like everywhere around Austin, just saying like motivational crypto quotes. And whoever does that just needs a big shout out because like they're probably not getting much from doing that.
Crypto is Real?
Yeah.
Are they billboards?
Yeah, they're billboards like everywhere. Actually, my bike trail that I go on, there was one that I really liked. I would pass it every time I got in the bike, like on my bike. And then a bank bought out the crypto sign. So like there was a crypto sign and now it's a bank sign.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
My heart.
That's an act of war.
It's TradFi fighting with DeFi.
The plan for a worldwide campaign to fund billboards through non-fungible tokens started off with a jog near Zilker Park. This past summer, Sam Feldman, founder of crypto explainer MarketCap.Guide, was running when he saw a billboard by Tom's Market with a simple message: "The right idea will fly." Inspired, he took a picture and added it to his Instagram story. He didn't think much of it, but he says later that week it sparked the idea to install a billboard that said, "Bitcoin is a peaceful revolution."
Yeah, they have a lot of them, like, make the money better, crypto empowers, crypto-aligned incentives. There's the one I never got because I'm stupid. Maybe y'all can explain it. Let me go look at it. It says,
So these are NFTs?
I don't know. I think there's one NFT sign that says, like, this is an NFT with a picture, but I think it is. Honestly, I have no clue.
This is basically what you're buying is the first moment of this worldwide crypto education campaign where we're going to plaster every city with crypto billboards that are all funded by you buying your NFT. Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. I actually do have some alpha, like probably the most important alpha.
Oh, drop it.
Okay, so I learned a very hard lesson this week, and it's never go on a Tinder date, and when they ask for your Twitter, give them your crypto Twitter.
Oof.
It's a very bad idea.
Oof.
I just wanted to warn you all of
How
this.
Old are you now?
Yeah. I'm 20. or 21 for legal purposes.
Good game. Good game.
Yeah.
Let's do we have details from the date, or do you not want to disclose that on
the
why is it not a good idea?
So yeah.
I went on a date with this girl and she was like, "What's your Twitter?" And like me just not even thinking. I just gave her my Twitter because I don't use my personal Twitter anymore.
Twitter.com/Elon Musk
I saw her tweeting, and then she started tweeting about me saying like, this dude has an entire account dedicated to like NFTs.
Oh my God.
She was still into me, but now like anytime she sees an NFT, she'll like send it to me.
Oh, that's
like,
annoying.
Weird ones, and it's just it's a little too much.
My mom was doing that with podcast stuff for about 5 years.
But look, a post about Bitcoin.
Yeah. Oh look, honey, another podcast.
Dude, I was literally gonna ask you about this, Gray, because like it's kind of like a problem that you're having. Like, if I'm talking to a girl, like, do I tell them about my crypto obsession? Because that's literally like
70% No, of my... I'll tell you why.
Here's
no,
the thing.
Because when you're in the shower, they're going to take your phone and then they're gone.
That's true.
Don't ever.
No, I don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Bro, like, I know, but like, ever. That's like 70% of my life. So they're like, so what do you do? And I would just make up some bullshit.
Yeah, I'll be on my computer like all day and they're like, what are you even doing on there? And I'm just like, stuff.
All right, next time that happens, you hit me up and I will feed you things to say to her that will make you sound like you actually have a life.
Okay.
Intern is going to be the intern caps wingman.
I'll be your Roxanne. I'll be your Steve Martin.
You're going to be in my ear. I'll have a little earpiece.
I'll be your Steve Martin to your Roxanne. Let's go. It's an NFT service. If you hold one of my NFTs, you're obliged to the service.
It's a 24/7 access to.
You get either 2 minutes of airtime on the show, or I can be your wingman. I mean, either way, they're both getting recorded. So
another reason for Protocols to sponsor TerraSpace.
That is true.
It's getting desperate over here, y'all.
Intern's got to eat.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know about this thing. So yeah, they're literally making NFTs of billboards to fund more billboards, creating basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once enough billboards get out there, more eyeballs of normies will see it, more will get onboarded, and then here we fucking go.
Yeah, no, it's a really, I like any idea that brings in crypto adoption.
Yeah.
And to see it in my city, it warms my heart a little bit, guys.
That's good shit. You know what I used to see billboards for in my city? Meth.
What?
They would say,
oh, I mean,
Montana. No, this was when I lived in Montana, but they would say Montana Meth Project. And then it'd have like some weird looking junkie on it. And it would say, not even once, or some dumb shit like that. Like they were the worst.
Like, dude, we need some freaking Terra billboards around. We need to get a community proposal going.
Yeah, those are cheap too. Like shitcoins were getting billboards just to flex on other shitcoins. Mm-hmm. Like there's no reason we couldn't have our own billboard.
We could do such a simple quote.
Or I mean, we could get the intern up then. Intern
just
cap
a picture of Doe.
I want the intern cap logo on one.
Oh yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Just such a dope billboard, right?
I'm going to go ahead and give Doquan a quick dial. Me and him are homies.
Just go.
Yeah, hit him up. Be like, yo, we need $100 to get a billboard of intern cap to wish Armani since you took Armani from us.
That's a good trade.
Right?
No better remember you from T-Fi Alpha.
It's just like a picture of Armani giving the thumbs up.
Is Armani just Doe's intern now?
Yeah.
So we just have interns moving up in the world. He's not leaving us.
That means he's our boss, guys.
I'm pretty
sure everyone in intern
camp
is my boss until proven otherwise. I just assume.
It's a safe
assumption. I got a question about this picture.
About what?
This picture you took at T5 Alpha. So it's Doe, it's Poppy, it's you, and then who is this on the side?
That's my noble roommate, Maxi. Oh, I just doxed him on accident.
Maxi?
Yeah.
Dead.
Well, they were just doxing.
Yeah, he's a fellow intern.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Gray's account's pretty legendary.
That's good shit.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever change that header. I have to keep it.
Is Terra Shiba making a little run? I just opened up Coin Hall and noticed it's up 92% now in the last 24 hours. T Sheeb, what are you doing? Good lord.
That is up 98.
Legends. Legends. All of these shit coins are legendary.
Coins.
Wait, did
I have a hate-love relationship with shitcoins.
It's saying, It's saying connect my wallet to CoinHaul.
Yeah, you can swap now. That's some alpha. If you didn't know, CoinHaul now lets you hot swap right there, right now.
I love CoinHaul. CoinHaul's like my fucking...
We actually have...
Is CoinHaul an app?
We have them scheduled. We'll be chatting.
Oh, really? Yeah. On the space. I was going to talk to you about that on the schedule. Yeah, that's I'm really excited.
I love CoinHaul.
I don't remember when, but I know that on the day, my schedule will remind me.
Dude, I hope other people do this, but whenever I start my day, literally it's like the first thing I open. And if I'm just doing any work, I will literally just have it on my second screen. Just CoinHaul open, looking, just every once in a while, I'll just peek at it.
Dude, I have two monitors for work and I have my laptop open, but I really need to expand and get a freaking third monitor. One for crypto, one for fiat.
Yeah. Maximum productivity is at 5 monitors. And then it just goes down from there.
I bought a standing desk, guys. Please be proud. I've been using a little wooden desk for the last nice. And I bought like a podcast mic that I haven't set up yet. But
I was gonna say you sound a lot better. You sound more comfortable and clearer.
Maybe I'm growing up, guys. It's finally happening.
I'm standing on my desk and I feel it, so I'm there with you.
Go.
Ozone? Live? What's that? Is that the insurance thing?
Yeah, that's the.
I have nothing to say about this because we're all degens. But
why hasn't anybody? Why don't you know? Like, insurance is a scam. I mean, let's be real. Like, car insurance and shit. Like, why don't we have a DeFi thing where I can just put that money into like an Anchor account and then like use the yields to pay off my accidents rather than wasting, because like you're literally burning money every month paying car insurance, unless you do the math. Obviously, if you wreck a car every 8 months, sure, then it makes up for it. But if you're not wrecking cars every 8 months, like why the fuck are you paying for it?
I think I'm the only person that insurance is a good idea, because I probably do wreck a car every 8 months.
Well, there you go, then you're getting your money's worth at least, and I respect that.
It's true. I'm actually, my car got stolen. I'm getting $12,000 for it getting stolen, and it's all going to be Luna, and I'm gonna
let's
do
some go.
It's going into T Flocky.
No, insurance is a scam, because especially like house insurance. Like my house, we had like 8 gas leaks, and it cost a good amount. And our insurance that we've had for like 10 years haven't used it a thing. We have like we've not needed to use them at all until now.
And they don't even fight you over it, huh?
Yeah, it's like some like
they'll take your money.
It's some like read between the lines horseshit, and we have to pay for the whole thing. And then we have my water heater goes out, and we have to pay for it again. Like we've had this thing for so long, we've never actually like made a claim, and we finally tried to, and they don't let us. Like it's some horseshit.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And insurance on like real world insurance on Terra, that would be huge.
But
honestly,
there's no reason this infrastructure can't do that stuff. It hasn't been moved there. Like I was talking about a while ago, being able to make like a housing thing that like takes all the rent money from all the landlords and puts it into this stuff and gets yield on it to use, you know, like there's so many
you could do with Anchor. Yeah. We need to make it sustainable as possible, because it really can change.
Yeah.
One thing we need a freaking Anchor pamphlet, because people would talk to me about savings account, whether it's my dad or my high school friends. And I'm like, boys, Anchor. And then they just like, don't trust it almost. It's like they're scared of 20%.
Well, yeah. Cause it goes from like 0.5%.
I know, but we need
from a traditional pamphlet. Finance.
Yeah, I like the idea of
20%.
I like the idea of the pamphlet in like a Church of the Latter-day Saints style, or like the Watchtower kind of thing, like the Mormons always leave, or the Jehovah Witnesses, like something in that style, but like like teaching you about the good word of Terra ecosystem and Anchor.
Guys,
and the
I used to work
door to door
for like a while for Google. So Doquan, if you're listening to this, I will get paid and I will go door to door and preach Anchor to everyone in the city.
Maybe this is something the intern just need to start doing.
Just taking like 2 hours out of every day and just go door to door.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a Terra Station set up? Oh no, let me teach you about some.
Have you heard of the good word of Terra Station?
The good word of dough? Have you heard of our Lord and Savior?
Have you? God, that
would be so amazing. We should make a freaking DAO called Door to Door, and we just go
Door DAO.
Door DAO. Do we just invent a new thing?
Don't make me kick the Door DAO.
What's sad is this idea is going to get taken tomorrow.
That's already gotten taken.
Someone's listening.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. NFT Mints. Terrence killed it.
Yeah, Terrence did amazing.
Baby Bulls killed it.
Yes.
Did y'all claim your baby bulls?
Nah, I'm not a bull holder.
I claim my baby bull, and I wanted to get in on the public mint. So I know they had that little like mishap at first. I don't know, they had to like change some things in the code, and they said like, okay, we'll resume at 10 p.m.
And then it was just sold out.
Yeah, exactly. Then they're like, okay, never mind, we fixed it early, we're done. Like, you can go mint. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was gonna wait till 10. And then they just sold out. I mean, they're fine. I like them a lot. They're cool.
Can you trade them now or no?
Yeah, you can trade them.
I may go buy one because I honestly like the way they look and I missed
it. Yeah, they're pretty cheap, too.
I never got the bulls or the baby bulls.
The bulls mint was a little... They had a little...
Yeah, I didn't get my bulls mint. It was the first... Luna Bulls was the first mint that like I was sitting there waiting excited and it didn't work out. And then that happened like 4 times after.
That was...
Yeah. That is
same thing for me. Broke.
I need to go to therapy.
I got lucky with the bulls. I got a rare one.
Are you iced out?
I got all of my high school friends to hop on Luna Bulls, like people that weren't even in crypto, and they all got on it, and I'm like been in crypto, and then I was the only one that didn't get it.
I still don't have one.
I felt quite bad about that.
I like the iced out ones asking if the baby iced outs were gonna be let into the gang.
Yeah, they just made their own Twitter account, and now, like, floor price for those are, I don't know, I think, like, 30 Luna.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the rarity, like, it doesn't really correlate to the price, but I guess they just made themselves worth more.
It just goes to show you that all this shit's just worth what we all agree it's worth.
Exactly,
you know? Like, if you find someone to give you 50 Luna for a Hellcat with a crown on it, then hell yeah. And I'll tell you right now, there's one listed on Luart. Go get it. Daddy needs some ramen.
You'll be supporting Terrace.
It's super rare. Yeah. Galactic Grids, what's that?
Yeah, I put that on there.
What is it?
Mach, have y'all heard of that yet? They posted something on Twitter.
I haven't looked at details, but it's like a Galactic
They didn't put too much detail. Yeah, it's just kind of like housing for your NFTs. Like, I guess the NFT itself is like, I guess like a room, right? And then I guess the rooms will have different decorations depending on what you mint. And then you can just like store your NFTs in there. Like they were talking about, you can put like a, I don't know if they're going to be pictures or if they're actually just going to be like standing figures, but you can put your bulls in there, a bunch of other NFTs. They're talking about maybe like nesting your Lavana eggs in there. So it's just kind of like a housing unit for all
your NFTs. So it's a metaverse.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Kind of like a metaverse, but like it's more like a picture frame.
It's a micro metaverse. It's a mini micro.
Really
mini,
cool
mini metaverse.
Micro mini nano metaverse.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea.
I want to see the bigger, because like I'll watch crypto podcasts and I'll see them like buying land and making neighbors and stuff. And I have FOMO.
They're just playing The Sims, dog. That ain't real. They're just playing the Sims.
Terra's so small in this market. People forget. Like we were just getting started.
Sims Web 3.
Web 3 Sims. Dude, I had my roommate, Maxi, he brought home one of them fancy VR machines that the younger folks are using. And those things are insane, let me tell you.
The new Oculus?
Yes. I got in it and I was like, is this where crypto is going?
Is this where I live now?
Dude, it was insane. I stayed in that thing for like 2 hours and I got out and I felt like a different human. I was like, is this real?
Am I changed?
You woke up with a migraine.
Yeah. Just like the worst hangover ever without drinking.
I think Oculus is cool and I'm excited to see the technology. But I will say, I do not want to like drive past my childhood park when I'm in like 30 and see kids walking around and freaking... Oculus.
Oh, you won't, because we won't be going outside at that point. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, you're right. Why would they even go to a park to hop in VR?
Did you guys see the Astro Heroes thing that they just released? This is kind of cool.
Astro Heroes. I have not.
They released like a little video of a walkthrough of like this big virtual gallery that you can like run your Astro Hero through. I think it's demonstration of part of like the game that's coming out, but I'm not for sure. But they had like a bunch of NFTs hanging up in there. It looked really good. I was super impressed with it. Astro Heroes. Yeah, we had them on a show like quite a while ago, and then I just saw in their Discord yesterday, I think they were throwing out the link to that. But yeah, it looks really nice. It's smooth, like the architecture. The E architecture is really nice.
No, this is sick. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this, the mint hasn't happened yet?
Or has no, it? No, not yet.
Okay.
I don't know if they even have a date yet.
I mean, this looks a lot. I mean,
but I know it's just a video and shit, but like if it looks half that good, like
it looks like this, it's cool. This is amazing.
It's like a little Mega Man-esque kind of thing.
Yeah,
Mega Man vibes. Yeah, shit's cool.
Did you see the picture of the Bulls metaverse?
Huh.
No, what happened to their tester? Have they even launched
it's
that
still
yet?
Coming. I'm sure it's hard to convert all of these traits to 3D. But yeah, they've launched it for Alpha Bulls, but the, like, just to...
The Beta Bulls not getting it yet?
Yeah, exactly. So...
You're always just going to be a Beta Bull.
Yeah.
Beta Bull.
Beta Bull gang has not...
I need to get a rare NFT. I only have common of every single NFT I've ever bought.
I got a rare something I'll sell you. It's got a crown on it. It's a Hellcat. It's only 50 L's.
Only 50
L's. Over on Lure.
My Terran. When I minted my Terran, I was like, holy shit, I got a rare one. And then I realized that Terrans just look really cool. And I thought it was...
Yeah. I got a Maxi.
He'll get the best one.
Hey, did Snoop Dogg really invest in Talos, or is that troll shit?
So
is that a joke?
That username, everyone thought that was, from my knowledge, I could be completely wrong, but this is my understanding. I was following them a little before they announced the Terrence thing, and everyone thought it was Snoop Dogg. And then to my understanding, if they figured out that it was not Snoop Dogg, it was like Snoop Dogg's like good friend. I don't know if that's true, but the entire Terrence thing is kind of confusing me because I thought they were just Snoop.
I think it was just a miscommunication. Like, I'm pretty sure they genuinely thought it was Snoop Dogg.
They
it's
thought
still
it
a lot of huge people. Though.
They
it's
thought
still
it
huge,
was. They
if
thought,
it's Snoop Dogg's friend,
it's Warren G, y'all. It's just Warren G. It's all right.
Close enough.
It's really cool they got him on it though, because like that dude, he's probably in a bunch of like other or like OpenSea ETH and all that. He can probably drag some attention to Terra.
And didn't Eminem just buy one of them apes for like 500 grand or some shit?
Was it a board ape?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was 500 grand.
Hey,
I also saw Serena Williams has her own NFT profile picture.
I know, so Donald Trump's wife, I always call her Melanie, but I know that's not her name.
Ivana. I forgot her name. Ivana. Ivana Humpalot. No, I have no
daughter.
Idea.
She's been talking about Bitcoin and NFTs recently. That's kind of insane. The ex-first lady talking about crypto.
It's kind of scary, song. Huh?
Yeah. What's happening?
Scary in a weird, tingly way.
See me, man, the time when they start talking about UST.
It will be
soon. It's really going to get tingly.
2022 is going to be a crazy year. Whether it's because Luna's 50 cents or because Luna's okay, something's going to happen.
It's going to be great either way.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Either way, shit popping off.
Yeah.
Any other alpha y'all want to drop before we call this thing done? And I think go back
out
to
alpha
audio personal. Editing for the next 18 hours.
Oh, God.
Save
I just
us.
Got Apple for me. I just got some yummy B Luna from Fujira.
Oh, nice.
Bids getting filled. Are we dropping still?
Oh, yeah. Let's look
at yeah.
Oh, we are dropping.
We're at 65 right now.
See? Here we go.
See? I just sold the rest of my liquid Luna. Not going to make it. But should
I got to go to Anchor.
Repay the loan? Should I repay the loan? Or should I put more bids in Fujira?
Coming from a guy that doesn't have any loans out, I'd say, you know, whatever you're comfortable with.
See, before we started dropping, I was at a steady 25% LTV. Now I'm at almost 40. Huh. So I feel like I should repay this.
You know what's still up 40%? Looney.
Well,
and Meow. I'm just saying.
Time to
don't
go
make me cry.
Get those LPs cooking, baby. Those rewards are looking tasty.
The good thing about crypto bear markets, if this even is one, is they last for like a month or two. So it's really nothing. You should have weather out this storm and they'll be good.
For sure.
T-Sheep up 105%. What fucking timeline is this, y'all?
I guess it's shitcoin season.
Let's go.
Time to go fill our bags.
Oh, somebody arbing that B Luna Luna. We're at 98. Get it. Get it while it's hot. It won't be by the time you listen to this, but it is right now, and that's all that matters. All right. Anything else? Was that it? Are we good?
I think we're good.
All right. Well, thanks for whispering by the water cooler with us, y'all. Check the shows out over on terraspaces.org. And if you know a big project that's got a lot of money that wants to come and support what we're doing over here, you put us in contact. We'll take real good care of them and their money. All right. Thank you, interns. Always a pleasure. Yep. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Right. We'll catch y'all soon.
Thanks, Finn.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all. We'll catch you later. Have a great week. Check them.
Yeah, you as well.
Check them loans.
Yeah, you will too.
Check them loans.
Have fun editing that audio.
Don't get liquidated. And fuck you.
Hey, say about there.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London. The rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best miles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash a brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.